This is a News.com newsflash.
Mexican and U.S. authorities have made an arrest in connection with the abduction and murders that occurred in Mexican cartel-infested city of Tamaulipas. On Tuesday, Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal confirmed via a video call with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador that they had apprehended 24-year-old José N. in connection with the abduction of four Americans and the murder of two of them. The victims were identified on Monday as Shade Woodard and Zindel Brown, who were killed in the abduction, and Eric James Williams and Latavia Tay McGee, who survived the ordeal and made it back home to the United States. The group had traveled from South Carolina to the Mexican border state of Matamoros for an abdominoplasty procedure, but were caught in the crossfire of a cartel gun battle. They were then kidnapped by an armed group suspected to be members of the Mexican Gulf Cartel. The motive for the attack, according to the Mexican presidency, is likely that the Americans were mistaken for Haitian drug smugglers. Unfortunately, Woodard and Brown were killed in the abduction, while Williams was shot in the leg but is expected to recover. McGee remains physically unharmed, and both survivors are back on U.S. soil. Governor Villarreal said that the accused had been charged with keeping the victims from getting away throughout the botched three-day kidnapping. President López Obrador and John Kirby, the representative for the U.S. National Security Council, both offered condolences and vowed to bring justice to those responsible. Kirby added, "We appreciate the hard work of the Justice Department, the FBI, and the DEA, and the Department of Homeland Security. We're grateful for their swift response to this dreadful incident and for their continued collaboration with Mexican authorities," for The Independent. In the wake of the incident, President López Obrador warned against the misleading of the U.S. media to represent Mexico as an unsafe nation, and remarked that their coverage of the incident was sharp contrast to the absence of press coverage of Mexican deaths abroad. The case is ongoing, and the United States and Mexican authorities have yet to reveal any additional developments in the investigation.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. Unfiltered. News.com. 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 News!
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.